It's Helping Hand, weekly feature statewide, HPR1 stations on Fridays, then online, hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, the Epilepsy Foundation of Hawaii back with us, and this month is Epilepsy Awareness Month. Tomorrow is their 2018 community conference coming up at Aloha Tower Marketplace, 9 to 12:30. These are free. And to tell us more about that event, how we can help their organization, Naomi Manuel, Executive Director of the Epilepsy Foundation of Hawaii. Aloha, welcome back to HPR.
Aloha, Dave.
First, explain to folks what epilepsy is.
Epilepsy is a neurological condition characterized by recurrent seizures. Seizures occur when too many neurons or too much electrical activity or abnormal electrical activity occurs within the brain.
When would it start to show up?
It can occur at any age, at any time,
so
any
gender. You could live your whole life, get to be in your 80s, and suddenly you develop epilepsy.
Yes.
Or you could be born with it.
Yes. 70% of all cases, the origin of their seizures are unknown.
70%. Wow. Mm-hmm. How do you guys assist folks and their loved ones in addition to hosting these events like tomorrow?
We do a number of services. We provide advocacy. We provide epilepsy training and educational presentations throughout the communities, what epilepsy is, how to recognize seizures, and then importantly, how to respond. We provide support groups, talk stories, where people from the community give information on how they can provide their services to benefit not only individuals living with epilepsy, but their families as well and caregivers. There are many different treatments, pills, oral solutions, devices, surgeries. There are diets, therapies,
that treatments. Can reduce the number of seizures.
Correct.
Can they completely eliminate them?
Some can, but it's unique to each individual. And it's really, really important that a person that has epilepsy and has seizures, they are completely connected to their neurologist or their epileptologist.
To receive services from you guys, are there any costs that people should know about?
No.
And this event that you're putting on tomorrow, Community Conference 2018, it's at Aloha Tower Marketplace, 9 to 12:30.
The iAloha Someone Living with Epilepsy. It's a free community conference open to the public. We offer social worker CEU or continuing education credits. It's geared towards people living with epilepsy, their caregivers, their supporters, their advocates. The presentation topics, we have Epilepsy 101 and Current Issues, Inspirational Stories, Stress Seizures and PNES, Psychogenic Non-Epileptic Seizures, FYI on seizure medications, and why caregiver care is so important.
Who are the people who are doing the presentation?
Presenters from Hawaii Pacific Neuroscience, Dr. Victoria Wong, who is an epileptologist from Queens. She'll be talking about stress, seizures, and psychogenic non-epileptic seizures. And then we have Why Caregiver Care is So Important. That's being put on by HUGS, a nonprofit that provides respite care for parents and families of children with disabilities.
People who come with questions will be able to ask those questions to the medical folks?
Absolutely, and that's the format for them to do so.
What other ways that people listening can support your efforts? Because obviously putting something like this together is an expense. Are there ways that people, besides making contributions, could volunteer or otherwise provide you specific supplies or skills that you're in need of?
We're always looking for volunteers for our different events, whether it's the conference, it's our talk stories. We host 2 fun runs a year.
Do you need any assistance with those support groups?
Currently, all of our support groups, the majority of them are held on Oahu at the Aloha United Way building on Vineyard Boulevard. We would love to expand to the neighbor islands. We service all of Hawaii, and we do need to expand to all the other neighbor islands as
well. So if there are people listening in those communities who have been touched by epilepsy and they wanted to make a mark in the community by trying to give back and help on that angle in some way, you'd like to hear from them.
Please, please, please give us a call.
EpilepsyHawaii.org, 808-528-3058. EFH at epilepsyhawaii.org. All the contact information, the full interview radio feature, all of our previous Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. The event is tomorrow. It's 9 to 12:30, Aloha Tower Marketplace, the 2018 Community Conference from the Epilepsy Foundation of Hawaii, as November is Epilepsy Awareness Month. And we've been joined again by Naomi Manuel, Executive Director of the Epilepsy Foundation of Hawaii. Great to have you on. Wishing you a lot of success with the event tomorrow. And we really appreciate what you do for folks and that you took time to share it with us.
Thanks for having us each year. We really appreciate it.